Today on Bold Steps with Mark Job, we're discovering God's promise to those who honor their parents.
You want something that's better than those vitamins to help you stay young? You want something that will actually extend the years of your life? God says, honor your parents so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life here on earth.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Job, who is president of Moody Bible Institute and senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. Yesterday, we began a message about honoring your mother, and as we'll see in today's program, this biblical command is far more than just a kind suggestion. Our relationship with our parents can get messy and complicated, sometimes even difficult. But the Word of God makes it clear that how we choose to approach our parents and grandparents will have a powerful and lasting effect in our lives. To better understand the greater implications of this truth, let's join Pastor Mark Job as he begins his final segment of a message titled, Honoring Your Mother.
One day you'll be walking with a cane. And I want you to remember this, what you sow is what you reap. The way you treat your elderly parents right now, one day your kids are going to remember how you treated grandma. And one day it's going to come back to bite you unless you treat them with dignity and respect and honor and counsel and go to them and esteem them highly and value them greatly. Then one day it will come back and you will be sitting there someday in an elderly place and you will be wondering why your kids aren't there, why you're being pushed aside, why no one's including you, why you are kind of viewed as a burden. One day you will experience it as well. So I'm going to tell you, be very careful the way you treat your aging parents. Amen? The Bible has a lot to say about this. The Bible talks about the glory of an older person is their gray hair. I'm not going to have a lot of glory, I know that. But the glory of an older person is their gray hair. That it should be something not that we avoid, not something that we backpedal. I think a lot of us are trying to avoid aging because we've seen what happens to the elderly people. I think in the community of faith, in the society of God, in a place like the church, we should be seeking the advice of the elderly. Young women should be going to the older women that are godly and saying, train me, teach me, pray for me. Young men should be going to older men that have lived successful, godly lives, that have maintained their marriage, that have raised their children in an upright way, and getting advice and blessing from people that are older around us. They should be held in high esteem and in high regard. And I say this mainly to a young congregation because a lot of us here have aging parents. By the way, under respect, can I deviate for a moment and talk to you men just for a moment about respect? I want you to understand, men, that one of the greatest things that you could do for your boys is to teach your boys to respect their mother. Because your young boys are learning from you what it is to treat a woman. They're watching not what dad says, but what dad does. And as your young boys watch you and how you relate to your wife, they are learning whether they should respect or not respect. If you are talking in a critical way to your wife, if you are demeaning her, if you are raising your voice at her, if you are putting her down or calling her names, if you are treating her with a lack of respect and a lack of dignity, what you are doing is you are training a generation of young men as to how they are to treat their future wife, their girlfriend, their daughters. You are teaching them that women have little value. I believe one of the greatest lessons that you can give to your young boys is you need to teach them how to relate to the opposite sex. They need to see dad respecting mom. They need to see dad once in a while opening the door. They need to see dad talking with respect and honor towards his wife. They need to see that dad believes that no one disrespects his wife, including him. First of all, him. I'm raising young boys, and once in a while when I see a little nastiness in their attitude when they talk to their wife, I've had my boys come and stand in front of me. I said, boys, I want you to come and stand in front of me. I say, I want you to look into my eyes. Listen, this woman is my wife. No one in my household, under my roof, ever disrespects my wife. Is that clear, boys? Yes, sir. I want them to know that. I want them to understand that. I want their wives in the future to say, thank you, Mr. Joe. Of course, they got to say Mr. Joe. For raising a gentleman. For raising a man that values, who cares, who respects, who treats a woman the way she needs to be treated. And right now, at a young age, you're training your young boys as to that. Let me tell you, fathers, you're also training your young girls as to how they want to be treated as well. If they see mom being disrespected, if they see mom being physically abused, slapped and hit, demeaned, called names, put down, then your little girls one day are going to marry men that will treat them that same way, because they've learned that's the way women are treated. And they're going to view it natural to be cussed at and talked down and put down and slammed and belittled and abused. And generation after generation of young women sometimes gravitate to abusive relationships. Why? That's all they know. That's all they saw. That's what they think a woman deserves. So I'm talking to young men. If you have kids, you need to start now training them, teaching them how to develop respect. The Bible talks a lot about that. It talks a lot about that. How to treat your wife reflects on your boys and reflects on your girls as well. Number four, I'm talking about what it means to honor your parents. Number four, honoring means acknowledging the sacrifices that they have made for you. That means that every single parent, listen, when you became a parent, every parent that I know has made sacrifices for their children. Hey, first of all, she carried you around for 9 months. I've seen pregnant women. I've been beside my wife when she, and hey, it's not comfortable. I mean, there's sacrifices just in the physical. And if you don't think that was bad enough, have you ever been in the labor room? I have. I kind of wish I hadn't been there. There's a lot of pain. And then the hours that are given up, and the time that's given up, and the freedom that's given up, and the money that's given up, and the time commitment that's given, all that's part of the sacrifice of motherhood. And I believe that there's a place in our life where we need to acknowledge the sacrifices that have been made on our behalf. We need to honor them by saying, thank you for what you did for me. Thank you for your investment. Thank you for your time, for your energy, for your words of advice. Thank you for giving up a part of yourself so that I could become the person that I am now. You've acknowledged their sacrifices. Number five, I'm talking about what it means to honor your parents. Number five means honoring your parents means helping to care for them in the elderly years. Let me read a verse for you that's found in 1 Timothy. It's in the New Testament. It's found in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 4 through 8. It says, give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. How many of you know that typically men die younger than women? That's just statistics. My wife said she married me. I'm a couple years younger than her. She said that way we'll both go at the same time. But if a widow has children, and grandchildren, I want you to hear me well. Words of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family. And so, listen, interesting word, repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. Doing what? Repaying your parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. What he's saying, hey, if you have a mother or a grandmother that's in need, don't say, well, she's got Social Security. Hey, don't throw it on the institutions. Don't throw it on the welfare system. Don't throw your problems on the government. Because the government's not going to solve your problems. God lays the responsibility squarely, squarely on your shoulders. In fact, he says, if you want to put to practice your religion, stop talking God, 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 God. Start practicing it. And it starts by taking care of your widow mother and your aging grandmother who is in financial need. And therefore, you say, well, I can't afford to. Listen, just consider it that you're paying back a loan. It takes a lot of money to raise a kid. And you're investing a little bit in their time of need when they invested in you for many, many years. In fact, you want to get a little bit more strategic about this. The Bible also tells us that if a man doesn't provide for those of his own household, that man is worse than an unbeliever. God says that if you don't provide for your household, including your family, that you have denied the faith, it actually says, and that you are worse than an unbeliever. In other words, you aren't even in a category of a believer, and that if you are not providing for your family, you are denying God, rejecting the Word of God, rejecting His principles, because God says you, as a man, are responsible to care for your family. Hey, I didn't say it, God did.
You're listening to Mark Job with Bold Steps, and I promise we'll get to the second half of our program in just a moment. But did you know that you can also find Mark's bold, insightful teaching on the weekend on our sister program, Bold Steps Weekend? So let's get a little preview of what's coming up, Mark.
Yeah, so Bold Steps Weekend is different than the series that we go throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And we are in a series on the book of Nehemiah. And for those of you that don't know much about Nehemiah, Nehemiah was a man that got a call of God to do a very challenging task. It's a story of opposition, of strength, of dealing with problems, of having a task that God has put on your heart that takes a long time. So you don't want to miss this. This message is called Starting Right.
It's a great series, and you'll hear it on Bold Steps Weekend and many of these same radio stations. You can also check it out online at boldstepsradio.org. Bold Steps Weekend. Well, let's return to today's message now. Here's Mark with part two of Honoring Your Mother.
Lastly, not only do we honor our parents in those ways, but we honor our parents. When we honor our parents, I want you to understand that it brings great blessing to our lives. I told you that in Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul says, honor your father and mother, which is the first command with the promise. And he says two things are going to happen. When you are willing to make this commitment, can I draw boundaries as well? Let me just draw boundaries before I get into this. Honoring your mother and father does not mean that they run your life. Okay? You have your own family. You set the standard for your family. You need to be able to say, Mom, I love you, but it's my family. Pray for us, but you raise your family. I got a family to raise. Listen to me, men. Honoring your mother and father doesn't mean that you're mama's boy. You're your wife's boy now. I know. You know, some of you, you know, you love the way mom pampers you and mijo, can I do this and fix this? And, you know, she's helping you out a lot. And, but listen, you're your wife's husband now. You formed your own family. Your allegiance is to your family. Your honor is to your mother, but your commitment is to your wife. You started your own family. So listen, never make it so that you're fighting between both. You have a family. Your wife needs to know you are my main commitment. Your mother needs to know I love you and I will honor you, but this is my family. Mom, you need to know not when to butt in, okay? And so that's part of the commitment that you're making, because what you are determining is that you will have a healthy family. Now, having said that, Ephesians chapter 2 says that when you choose to honor your parents in this manner, that there are two promises. Two promises. When God makes a promise, listen, God keeps a promise. And I hope that we are the same. Don't make promises if you don't plan on keeping them. I promised my daughter when she was 3 that I would get her a puppy when she was 12. I thought, she's got 9 years to forget. Well, this Christmas, she turned 12. This last year, she turned 12, and I got her a puppy. She never forgot. But hey, I'd rather put up with smells and all the aggravation of a dog. I'd rather put up with that than with a little girl that says, my dad did not keep his promises. Keep your promises, men. So what happens when you honor your parents? Well, the first part of the promise is this, number one, that it may go well with you. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about success. That's talking about blessing. That's talking about it affects your business. It affects your finances. It affects the way you raise your kids. It affects the way your life goes, that it may go well with you, that the blessing of God, that the success of God, that the prosperity of God may be upon your life. Why? It's directly as a direct correlation to the way we honor our parents. In fact, notice what it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16. It's talking about wisdom. And it says, long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. You see, when you honor your parents, what happens is wisdom flows into your life. And when wisdom flows into your life, you become smarter at life. You become more well-balanced in life. You know how to manage family better. You know how to manage your economy better. You know how to manage business better. And the favor of God comes upon your life. Do you understand that? You want it to go well? Honor them. The favor of God goes upon you. In fact, I am convinced that this affects our security, our health, our provision. Do what God wants and you will be blessed. Good things are going to happen when you start honoring your God and your parents. Because I believe that blessing follows obedience, not vice versa. Second part of the promise is this, that you may enjoy a long life. Hey, you want something that's better than aging cream? You want something that's better than those vitamins to help you stay young? You want something better than the health plan or the health club? You want something that will actually extend the years of your life, and it's guaranteed by God? God says, honor your parents so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life here on earth. It extends your life. You say, well, Pastor, how does that happen? Well, I believe that lives that are healthy and well and balanced and flowing in the favor of God, they tend to be longer lives. Hey, I've had my kids memorize this verse. You know what the opposite of obeying this verse is? That you're going to fail at everything and die young. hey, boys, daughter, you don't want to fail at everything and die young, do you? Well, this is what God says. You want to succeed at things? And you want to have a longer life? Honor your mother and father, because there's a promise attached to it that it may go well with you, that you may have a long life here on earth. This is God's way of giving us incentive of saying, hey, and I believe it, not only that, I believe it tells us in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27, the fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the expectation of the wicked perishes. And when I'm talking about life, I'm not talking about, hey, you're just sort of half dead for 10 years, but I'm talking about quality and quantity of life. And not only that, not only are you prolonging your own life, but what you're doing is you are also prolonging a legacy. You are handing down a legacy so that you affect one generation and another generation and another generation and another generation by the way you live your life. Let me close with this. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse 28, it says that mothers, when they have lived their life in a way that honors God, that her children will arise. That means they will stand up. That means they will get up. They will take initiative. They will let their voice be heard. They will arise and they will call her blessed. Blessed means favored one. God's favor be upon you. Why? Because they have seen the favor of God and the goodness of God and the blessing of God come from their life. Their children will stand up and they will say, blessed one. And her husband also will praise her as well.
And I would just want to encourage you right now. I know some mothers today may feel underappreciated. Maybe you don't have the best relationship with your son or daughter. Maybe you're going through a time of a bit of isolation. Or maybe you look back and you think, well, I blew it at certain times as a mother. And I want to let you know that there is no perfect mother. There is always things that we could have done better. But as Mother's Day approaches, I just want to encourage you. I believe that your labor and your work is worthy of honor. I want to just encourage those mothers with small children right now who feel like, hey, this is not what I went to college for. This is not what I studied. And you're investing in them. Wanting adult conversation, yet you find yourself with a toddler and babies crying. I want to tell you, your work is so, so, so incredibly important. And so I want to honor you mothers for the love, the commitment, the sacrifice, the investment that you've made in your children. May God bless you, and I pray that you have an extraordinary Mother's Day.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Now, if you missed any part of today's encouraging message for moms, you can find it on our website at boldstepsradio.org or listen when you download the Bold Steps podcast. Just look for our program titled Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe on your favorite podcast platform, and don't forget to click the subscribe button. Now, going along with today's message on motherhood, I'd like to tell you about a special book we're offering as our Bold Steps gift. There's something truly special about godly women who offer up the time and vulnerability to mentor other women by speaking truth and love and understanding to those in need. But this kind of openness doesn't always come easy. Looking back on life, some women have a hard time seeing past the flaws and failures of their youth. And instead of recognizing the beautiful lessons of their journey, they get caught up in shame and guilt and suppress the wisdom that their tale could tell. That's why Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth wrote Adorned, a book that will help break the chains of shame and empower all women to play their part for the gospel of Christ. And we'll be happy to send you this unique resource today when you give a gift of any amount to support our ministry. To send your donation and request a copy of Adorned, Visit us online at boldstepsradio.org or call us at 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. Or mail your donation and request to Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Thanks for listening today. Once again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening. Be sure to listen next week when Mark starts a new series titled Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. We're going to dive deep into the book of 2 Peter, Monday, here on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.